Hey everyone, thanks for tuning into my podcast, A Nail Tech's Journey. And this podcast is where I discuss my education and certification and eventually becoming a nail tech. And I'm your host, Laura. Thanks for tuning in. I know it's been forever. I really want to apologize for the delay in posting. You know, things kind of got a little crazy in my life, and you know, fortunately I was able to kind of piece it all back together. I'm still in the program, obviously, if I'm bringing you a podcast. So yeah, I'm still in the program. I'm still going strong. I actually only have about 30 hours left before I finish, and so I'm really excited. And you know, I kind of wanted to jump in today to kind of pick up where we left off, so to speak. You know, obviously we missed a lot of time, but I do want to discuss what I was doing in that time, as well as continuing to post, hopefully weekly. I mean, weekly is kind of tough for me. I might try and do bi-weekly. But just to give you updates through the last third of my course, because now is really where I'm going to go back into the book work and start preparing for the state board exams. So just a little bit about what I've been doing recently is, you know, I spent the last 30 hours or so of my school program just practicing. So I bring in friends and family to school. I do it here at my house, and I've just been practicing, you know, manicures and full sets and things like that. I actually just did a fill-in last week, my first fill-in, and that went really well. You know, I really want to practice mostly with acrylic, only because I feel like that's a lot harder to master, and you know, not a lot of people want acrylic these days, you know. And then also, you know, I've been practicing with builder gel as well, which I actually am starting to prefer a little bit more than acrylic, for the obvious reason of the smell. You know, I don't really have true ventilation in my house to be able to practice with acrylic all the time. And also, I feel like, you know, the durability is the same, and you have that like more of a glass look to it than the clear acrylic powder. So I really like builder gel. And I've also, you know, been stocking up my nail supplies. I've, you know, got all my polishes and stuff, been ordering weekly, making sure that I get lots of different options for people. So yeah, so I've been practicing, you know, quite a bit. I've just been, you know, trying to figure out what I really want to do when I finish the program, because obviously, you know, for me, where I work full time, I don't really have the hours to commit to working at a nail salon or, you know, opening up a nail salon. So I think that what I've come to realize over the past few weeks is that the mobile nail business is, you know, I think the greatest idea that I have so far, because, you know, I tried looking it up. I don't see any mobile nail techs in my area, and I really do want to focus on, you know, maybe a mom that cannot get out to the nail salon, you know, kind of give opportunity for those that may not be able to get their nails done due to certain circumstances to be able to do so, you know, go to nursing homes, you know, when people have those at home parties like the Scentsy and LuLaRoe and things like that, maybe I can, you know, go there and do manicures as well. I feel like that will also open I apologize if you hear my daughter in the background. It will open opportunity for, you know, business partnerships as well. And the other thing that I actually am getting started on today is creating press-on nails and selling them on Etsy. So I'll definitely let you guys know how that works. I think that that's, you know, a very cool idea in between clients and bookings, is to be able to do that. So I will let you know how it goes. Everything, you know, startup cost is really reasonable. You know, I do have a really good profit margin for the press on nails. So look out for my Etsy shop. It's Lux Design, Lux Nail Designs. So same name as my business. And I'll probably see if I can link it somewhere. I also created a Facebook page finally, per the suggestion of one of my coworkers, because she, you know, as lately I've been building up a good clientele, and she's like, do you have a Facebook? I'm like, oh no, I haven't really, you know, thought to create one yet. And she's like, oh, we'll definitely do so, and I'll share it with my friends. So I'm like, oh, that's great, you know. So I created my Facebook page. It's the same thing, Lux Nail Designs. I also created my Instagram, and I've been posting regularly to my Instagram. And I got business cards. So, you know, I'm starting these things while I'm in school just to kind of get my name out there, you know. And then once I'm out of school, you know, I have actually been thinking recently about just getting the business license and having it, you know, because that way when I get out of school, I take my state board exam, you know, hopefully I pass, I can just hit the ground running. So yeah, so, you know, that's pretty much it. That's all I've really had going on. In the next couple of weeks, I'm going to start to go back into my textbook and, you know, finish up any chapters that I may have missed, as well as, like, you know, getting my notes ready to study for the state board exam. And that's pretty much it. Just working on my press ons and other little things and doing manicures. So thank you guys again so much for being patient with me. I really do appreciate that. And I hope to bring you guys a lot more content. As you see in the description, you know, it's not going to stop once I'm done with school. I'm definitely going to keep going with this and recording as I'm building my business, so that hopefully, you know, this can inspire someone to get started, so, you know, they kind of get a real in-depth picture of what the process is to become a nail technician. You know, so far I'm so happy. Like, I eat, sleep, and dream nails. I find myself, you know, in my spare time, once my daughter's gone to bed, just watching nail videos on YouTube. You know, I love when I can come here and sit down and practice or do a set of nails. So I really am so blessed to have this opportunity, and I really hope that I can inspire others to do the same. So with that being said, thank you so much for tuning in, and stay tuned for the next podcast. Be sure to turn on notifications so you get notified. And also, like my Facebook page and my Instagram, Lux Nail Designs on Facebook, and then Lux Nail Design Co. on Instagram. All right, take care. Bye.